Well, you are the expert. Because I can't speak on behalf of Western society, but I can tell some of my observations. What happened after conversion, of course, I will speak from Indian point of view. The middle class emerged from Buddhist communities in India. Because they now got confidence, they became professors and whatnot. Still there is a lot of work to do, but still some number of people became comfortable in their life. They became richer as they are. But they forget from where they came. And they forget to look back the suffering and sort of became more materialistic in some ways. So by raising 2 inches of your television will not give 2 inches of broader happiness, so to speak. So that's how become a more sort of materialistic thirst in Indian middle class. So Buddhism became a bit of luxury for them and a positive distraction and what I call a feel-good factor. So Buddhism is not a luxury or feel-good factor. It becomes, that's what I'm a bit of skeptical to use word called reforms. You can make some changes in existing model, not necessarily you will transform the model. So that's what Buddha teaches is transformation of mind, transformation of self, and transformation of the world around you. So I think because, of course, we need comforts, we need some basic comforts, that is essential, but that's not the focus, to become comfortable materialistically. So I think sometime, I asked this question to Bhante in my interview. Bhante, what do you feel? I see in my short stays in the West, people are fairly very relaxed, comfortable. That is needed. I really appreciate that. But let us not sort of stuck or, block in our comforts, in our luxuries. And we can become a more sort of... by transforming self, we can respond to the suffering around us. I'm sure that is not the case with in Triratna community or among our order. But in general, Western societies, I'm speaking, they are sort of became a bit romantic about it. Spiritual meditation and a sort of the glory of freedom. And I'm not, I heard something called, what's this called, Liberation Unleashed or something like that. So by just mere answering question, you won't enter the stream of the Dhamma. You won't become stream entrant in that. So there must be some stuff. I'm not sure about it. So I'm not objecting that. If that helps someone, fair enough. But it's more radical change what Bhante was trying to bring in self and in the world to make it much better place to live. I think that needs to be... understand more deeply, not mere become individualistic in understanding Dhamma. So it has an altruistic dimension as well. Otherwise we will block ourselves and we will close ourselves in our boxes and we will be happy there. But compassion is to respond. And another extreme in India, it becomes very active. That's another problem in India. You sort of ignore your own transformation and you become more activist. And you don't realize what you really need to transform in you. So I think we need a sort of middle path to tread there. Not individualistic and not too altruistic. But sort of treading a middle path, transforming the world by transforming oneself.